The Public News Service DOAA Newscast, December the 12th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Across the nation, the deadline to enroll in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act is on Friday at midnight. We get a perspective now from Tennessee.
More than 4 million people have already signed up for coverage since enrollment opened on November 1st. Ida Whitfield directs the Get Covered Tennessee program and says Tennesseans have to sign up and finalize their enrollment by December 15th so that their coverage would start January 1st.
Tankers started their renewal process around April this year, and as a result, a large number of individuals and families are losing their Tankers coverage because of incoming or aging out of the Tankcare program. Most likely, these individuals are eligible to enroll in coverage through the marketplace.
Whitfield adds that if individuals miss the Friday deadline, they could still enroll until January 15th. However, their coverage will not start until February 1st. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
Now from CNN, a Texas woman at the center of a legal battle over terminating her high-risk pregnancy has left the state to get the abortion. Kate Cox sought the abortion after learning her fetus has a fatal condition. Doctors told her she could risk her future fertility if she doesn't get the procedure. CNN notes the Center for Reproductive Rights, which represents Cox, announced Monday that the 31-year-old mother, who is 21 weeks pregnant, decided to leave the state to get health care elsewhere. The center said from Kansas to Colorado to Canada, there were offers to help her access her abortion. And New Mexico has more missing indigenous people than any other state, so the announcement that a disbanded investigative committee will be restored is welcome news to many families searching for answers.
Albuquerque attorney Darlene Gomez specializes in tribal law and says New Mexico was a leader in having a state response plan to the epidemic of violence against Native women and people. She says that's why it was a shock when the governor's office ended its task force earlier this year without a public explanation.
The rates in general for Native American women, they go missing 10 times more than their white counterparts. Homicide is the third leading cause of death for Native women.
New Mexico's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Task Force issued a state response plan in 2022. The sudden dissolution of the original group led to a November protest at the Roundhouse. The governor has said she wants to bring more law enforcement representatives to the table to help address the issue. I'm Roz Brown.
In addition to New Mexico and other states such as Arizona, the federal government is weighing recent recommendations for addressing the problem nationwide. This is Public News Service. Now from Deborah Van Fleet, the passage of a bipartisan bill in the Congress in support of AM radio would be very beneficial to people in rural parts of Nebraska. It could also make electric cars more attractive.
After several automakers started omitting AM radios, especially in their electric vehicles, the AM for Every Vehicle Act was introduced. It would require automakers to keep AM radios in vehicles at no additional cost. Several of the 15 stations of the Nebraska Rural Radio Association's Rural Radio Network broadcast on the AM band. Ben Steffen with the Nebraska Rural Radio Association says assuming that AM radio is no longer needed because of streaming and satellite radio ignores the diversity of audiences and the needs of communities.
In rural areas, it's frequently the case that cell signals drop in and out, so streaming is highly erratic. And local AM radio stations carrying local news, local content, and local weather conditions and emergency response information are just critical.
As of September, 150 members of the House and 34 members of the Senate co-sponsored the AM for Every Vehicle Act. And this week, older North Dakotans will have a chance to learn about housing discrimination as part of a long-term aging plan for the state. Mike Mullen reports advocates hope that LGBTQ seniors participate.
On Thursday, North Dakota's Adult and Aging Services Division will feature a housing rights expert in an educational session tied to the state's multi-generational plan for aging. It's described as a 10-year document still being crafted to bring together state government, partner groups, and citizens in helping residents prepare for their advanced years. Amid this effort, Cindy Roholt with Red River Rainbow Seniors notes that older LGBTQ residents tend to live with extra anxiety.
The biggest thing is a sense of fear that folks have about finding adequate care and finding folks that will treat them with respect and dignity.
Ruhold says that can include seeking out primary care providers and mental health services.
Finally, Shantia Hudson lets us know groups in Oregon fighting for consumer rights in the face of what they call a concerning request.
Earlier this year, PacifiCorp asked the Oregon Public Utility Commission to set limits on future lawsuit awards, restricting payments to actual damages for property and loss of life. This request, according to Jagjit Nagra with the Oregon Consumer Justice Group, puts consumers' rights in jeopardy.
Because essentially what they're saying is that if you want electricity, you, the consumer, have to take the risk, not just of us being negligent, as the jury found this, earlier, but also for us being recklessly indifferent to causing harm to our customers.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.